Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
As the Guardians try and take the first of the two first games against the Orioles in the series, and dude, if they win tonight, can we just admit it would be hard not to get hyped?
Yeah,
everything
with Cookie on the hill, and look, I think it's possible. I think you're probably going to give up some runs tonight. I think it's going to be kind of a high scoring game.
Yeah.
With that being said, the Guardians' offense just put up 10 runs last night. I mean, they've got it going a little bit here, and hopefully they can continue, because they may need the run support tonight.
Well, and what helps in the case of Trevor Rogers last night, that dude gives up a lot of base runners. His more of his traditional numbers aren't that rough, but man, his whip is like 1.5 or like 1.43 or something like that. Kramer isn't that much better, but it should be a little tougher to get upwards of double-digit hits tonight. I think what's interesting is, with Cookie, because I said it feels like a schedule loss. When Cookie's on the bump, I just go into that game. That's why yesterday was so important. We're like, all right, if we're going to view a four-game series, you can view as a mini-series, right? All right, we're going to take the first two games and then reassess. So if to have any hope at winning the series, you needed to win game one, because today feels like one of those games where if you win, great. And I hate feeling like that, because this is a team that pretty consistently, as you and I both agree, wins games that maybe they don't have any business winning, or they consistently have that fight. It's just we've gotten to the point with Cookie that I don't know they think they have a chance when they send Cookie out there every 5 days.
I think you're right about that. I think they're nervous about putting him out there every 5 days, and... But they don't have any other options right now. They haven't.
Well, that's why this could be Cookie's last bite. Because I think Boyd, what was it, last night? I think that might be his last rehab start. Cobb is making his next rehab start coming up. So, I mean, I think if Cookie doesn't deliver, just keep stumbling all these like food adjacent puns. You know, if Cookie is more sour than sweet tonight, I'm thinking, I'm going to stop this crap right here and now. This is a serious sports talk show. Let's get back to our double polls. But, no, I mean, I think I'll be really impressed if they win this game. And by the way, I think that's why Hedgy is on, is beyond the plate tonight. I think this is the, I think you're trying to do everything you can to get Carlos a win. Because it just, if he gives up another six earned tonight, whether you win or not, 18 earned runs in a row is what it would be. Even like a decent performance, like the average Cookie performance is like four earned. Even that, I
what is his ERA, like 5 point something?
The wild thing is like 5-6, somewhere in there. It could be seven. It could be eight. It's just sky high. But this actually does bring up a question, the fact that you're playing the Orioles on, because I thought it was interesting. Like, I remember Daryl saying back when they were mired in the thick of the 20-game oopsie time in the middle of July, he was like, yeah, if you play the Yankees in a 5 or 7-game series right now, I don't know that you'd be able to get the win. And I wonder if that's changed at all. Because I think if you had asked before the 20-game oops, I think most people would have been like, yeah, bring on the Yankees. Bring on the Astros.
I think most people would, yeah.
Well, but any team. There was no team at that time, even the Orioles, who were the other hottest team in baseball when you played them for the first time. I think that was end of June. That was like your last good series before, the Philly series. But like, I don't think there's a team you would have said, I'm fearful of. Maybe like in a World Series setting, the Dodgers, just because it's unfair. It's like Azerbaijan trying to pick World War III with the United States. It's just like, hey, look at my three weapons. And over there, they have every nuke known to man. That's what it feels like, anybody facing the Dodgers that isn't another super team financially. Mm-hmm. But like, do we still feel that same way? Like, if I went down the list of other teams in the AL, 7-game series right now with the Orioles, you picking the Guardians?
7-game series? Probably not, man.
Why not?
I don't know. I have no good reason other than I've watched the Guardians more than the Orioles, but I mean,
is it just our natural to
it's
downplay?
Just being a Cleveland fan.
Is we're just downplaying expectations?
Maybe not. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. I was playing golf with a guy this morning. He was going to the game tonight, and he's like, first place Guardians. I'm like, yeah, we'll see.
See, all right, because earlier this week I said, does it make you feel any better that they have the number one record in baseball? And you're like, oh, yeah, it's great. But in the back of our minds, we go,
we'll see.
I'd rather be the hunter, because that's where we are. Really, what, since 2001? Was 2001 the last time you could definitively say the Guardians were the best team in baseball? Or the best team in the American League?
I don't remember, Nick.
I mean, sure. 2007, you have a run at it, and you were in a great spot to win the World Series. But like 2016, all right, that's when some of the rumblings came about, well, yeah, they were a 500 team until June. It's bad division. Is that, like, I feel like we've been the conquerors of a crappy division for so long that psychologically, as much as people griped about it, I think that is where we're comfortable. 216-474-0092. So the Guardians have the best record in baseball. Must be nice. It is nice. It's wonderful. But if you had to play any one of the other playoff teams right now, that's the Orioles, Yankees, Astros, Royals, Twins. Had to figure that one out in real time. Would you guys pick the Guardians to win that series? Be it a 5-game set, be it a 7-game. Because I don't see a team right now that scares the daylights out of me. Who do we have? We talked to somebody that said the Astros. Or was that our pre-show meeting? Was that Keith? Was that you, bud?
Keith said it in the pre-show.
Yeah, okay. So Keith said that I know they're a very hot team. I think you can ask whether they're peaking too early. Like, they're playing really good baseball, but they have the same problem that you have. I don't know they have the guns, rotationally speaking, in the postseason, and they don't have this bullpen.
Maybe not, but I'm just going off of, you know, part of the reason we said that pre-show was just the experience in the postseason.
Yeah.
Just they've got a lot of veteran really guys that have been there before. I mean, we said this, if they reach, I could not believe this when I heard this the other day. They've been to the AL Championship Series like 7 years in a row. Like, that's incredible. It makes sense, but you really kind of goes unnoticed with the rest of the American League.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. We were talking about that as well earlier this week. If you had said, hey, the Astros have made how many consecutive ALCSs? I would probably have said four. Seven is an insane amount. I mean, that is the LeBron of baseball teams in the ALCS. So I guess if we're going on playoff experience, the Guardians, what was the line we used in 2022? They don't have enough experience. They're so young, they don't know the pressure of the
young
moment.
And dumb.
They don't know better. So now, do they know just enough? Do they know? Or is that? Or do we still look at this and go, well, now they know just enough to be terrified?
They've learned
at the
a
moment,
lot of lessons, Nick.
But they don't know how to win in that series. Orioles do scare me because of a guy like Corbin Burns. And because whether it's the Orioles, the Yankees kind of have a lot of this too, trying to outswing those two teams specifically is a high, high bar. And like last night, well, actually, no, we had Ben McDonald on earlier. And I was like, man, if I could take any one of their players. And I was thinking offensively. He kind of said defensively, Orioles fans are a little frustrated with Gunnar Henderson. If I could take any offensive player off their roster and just pluck it. No, you know what? Any of their 26 players, I'd take Gunnar and put him into this lineup. And put him into like the four spot. Move Naylor to five. And I think you'd have a complete lineup. That's how good Gunnar Henderson is. The Guardians could have drafted him in 2020. I believe they chose a middle infielder who couldn't hit. And Gunnar Henderson went about seven picks later. A middle infielder who could hit. Just thinking out loud. Not that I'm keeping count on any of that. But no, I mean, I think there's not one definitive team that I don't want to face in the playoffs. And I think I can find you a massive weakness on every single contender. And even though you can do that with the Guardians, I think between Gavin Williams, Tanner Bibee, and now Ben Lively, I think you might be able to get through the whole damn thing. I think, and again, none of those guys are going to give you seven shutout innings. You're probably going to have to score at least four or five runs per game with any one of those three guys starting right now in the playoffs if it started tomorrow. But I think I trust the lineup to be able to do that and to get just enough from the starting rotation through four or five innings before you turn it over to the bullpen who can shut things down. 216-474-0092. If the Guardians had to play a winner-take-all seven-game series tomorrow, would you trust this team in the playoffs? I think it is... Well, okay, we have to wonder how Tanner Bibee's shoulder's doing. But if it's Williams, Bibee, and Lively, I think
sounds
that's
like a band.
Enough. Williams, Lively,
or a law firm.
That's where I was going with it, a good law firm.
Williams, Bibee.
And Lively. Let me down a little bit there.
Dude, try to say all three fast.
Williams, Bibee, Lively. Williams, Bibee, Lively.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well done.
We were doing the Jackson Holliday conversation earlier today, Dusty, where Jackson Holliday hit his first career home run. It's actually a wonderful little scene. So wonderful. I don't want to be cynical about it, even though we all have, we see things and it's on social media and then we wonder, oh yeah, okay. But he hits his first home run earlier this week, and the dad that catches it has a son. They have a meet and greet. He gets a signed bat in return for the baseball. And we were talking about it, and you and I pretty much agreed that in 99% of the cases, if I catch some sort of monumental, historical baseball, or if somebody's bat comes into the stands, or whatever the case, whatever piece of memorabilia you could get by going to a game that the player would want, or that Cooperstown would want, or the team would want, 99% of cases, you and I would just, what's fair? Because I don't know.
I have no idea what the fair number is.
Yeah. And so, like, whether it's Mark McGwire, I mean, listen, they're not all equal. Jackson Holliday's home run in 20 years, that first home run ball could be worth a million, maybe, right? If he becomes a Hall of Famer, if he becomes a face of baseball, yeah, could have significant value.
What if the thing is, though, I mean, in the moment, you're doing the right thing, I think.
Mm-hmm.
By hooking him up. Hall of Fame, when's that? 20 years?
Well, but it could also be worth nothing. It could be...
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, if you give him the ball now, like, yeah, down the line in 10, 15, 20 years, the guy's a legend. Yeah, I think you just say, well, what are you going to do?
I will also say a signed bat probably has some pretty nice...
Oh, if that guy becomes a Hall of Famer, yeah, that signed bat probably matters.
But, like, that's a much more innocuous situation than, like, if... You caught Mark McGwire's 61st, 62nd, 70th home run. Like, because that, I mean, that could be life-changing money. But somebody asked, it was Jeff on Twitter, said, what bargain would you drive if and when Jose Ramirez becomes the Guardians' all-time home run leader? I think I'd just say what's fair. Because I think there are a few times where, like, I almost think it'd be easier to think business-wise, catching a monumental moment, that historical home run, I think it's almost easier when it's not your favorite player. With Jose.
Yeah. Like, if the thing that stinks about it is if you do catch the ball from your home run, or from your favorite player to catch the home run, like, you're more, you want to keep it because you want to have the memory, but you also, there's a part of you that likes the player, like on a personal level, even though you don't know the guy, and you're like, you know what? If I were him, man, I would really want that baseball.
Well, and like specific to Hosey, the dude did the thing nobody does. He accepted the below market value contract to stay. And not just that, but he put a no trade clause in so that they couldn't move off of him without, like, that's, dude, that's like, hey, I'm going to wife you up. And by the way, no prenup. By the way, I'm going to lock it in that I can't divorce you. That is setting yourself up for security in a way, and giving yourself that ability to stay somewhere. That's proof that he truly does love Cleveland and loves playing here. I don't think I could be like, oh, a signed bat, huh? I'm going to need $1 million. Like, if Hosey thinks a signed bat is good enough for that ball, then you know what? Then it's worth it. And if there's a meet and greet involved, it's even cooler.
You know what else, man? Like, these players, they could give a fan, a kid, whoever catches something like that, like, they could give them something that would maybe make their collection better. Like, you could give them something you have at home, mm-hmm. you know, or something that you've used before that, like, it's important, but not as important as that ball.
Yeah. What if you could catch one baseball?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that, I'm not talking about the value, because if it's a value, it's whoever breaks Barry Bonds' records, if that ever happens. If we talk about value, it's somebody's 3,000th hit or the last hit of their career, that's a home run. You know what I mean? Like, there, or Paul Skeens' last strikeout ball from his whatever it is, or first strikeout ball, whatever. I'm getting off topic here. There might be ones that are more valuable. But what's the kind of baseball that you could land from one of your favorite players that would mean the most? I'm talking about intrinsic.
Well, it's
value.
A home run.
Yeah. Well, no, but I mean, like, is it the first home run? Is it the last home run? Is it the 500th home run? Because I think the bar's moved, which is why I'm asking. Like, Hosey's.
I have no, like, feel for what is a real milestone in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it would be like breaking Bonds' record.
Mm-hmm. Or
the milestone for the guy. Like, yeah. what's if you have a 20-year career, let's say 15-year career, what's a really, really good number of home runs for a power hitter?
For a power hitter, 15 years, not 20 years.
Yeah.
Probably 400. Like, 400. For a third baseman with Hosey. And I don't think he will, because he's over 30, and he's got probably 170 home runs to go somewhere in there, 150 home runs somewhere in there. That's a lot of home runs to get to 400. But if you're a third baseman that gets 400 home runs, you're almost guaranteed a spot in Cooperstown. So if you got Jose's 400 home run, would you have any thought about not giving it up?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they would really have to pressure me and come up with some cool stuff. See, what's the value of that that baseball to a player?
To, like, a player, or are you talking about the actual financial value?
If you've got unlimited resources, which baseball players, you know, for all intents and purposes, have unlimited funds.
That I don't know. But wouldn't it be?
Well, I'm saying, if you're the player, like, what is it worth? $50,000? Is it worth $100,000?
Is that anywhere close to what it'd be worth on the open market?
I don't know.
Though?
But, like, if somebody caught a ball, like, would you, if you're Jose Ramirez, give him your, like, custom Lambo? I'd be like, here you go. I'll take the ball.
Oh, I don't want the custom Lambo.
Oh, I would.
No. Oh, yeah. Well, I wouldn't fit it in.
Whatever, dude.
Or honestly.
His custom Cybertruck.
I would look ridiculous. I certainly wouldn't want a custom Cybertruck. Looks stupid.
They're pretty awesome. But do look stupid.
My it's so funny. I've never seen anything unite a country like making fun of Cybertrucks. My 10-year-old kids see a Cybertruck and they're like, ha! Nerds!
It slams your head back when you
can
hit
I
the gas pedal.
Please?
What's up, buddy?
Can I talk? You're still talking.
Well, it's our show.
No, I know. I just got to yank your chain a little bit. No. All right. Oh, come on. You're supposed to laugh. All right. So, thank you. Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Nick. All right.
Nom, 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 nom.
All right. So you're sort of asking two questions here in the segment that I wanted to call in common about. First, so you're talking about, like, what if I were to catch someone's, like, milestone event, like, if preferably for our team, what I would ask the Cleveland Guardians, this baseball organization, in exchange for, I don't want money. I would barter. I'd be like, you know what? Because, you know, I like to travel. I'm like, get me an away ticket, a ticket to an away game for any and every postseason game we have that's an away game from now through, let's say, the next 10 years. So I don't have to pay for that, and I can go to some postseason games that are away games. So I think that'd be a fair and, you know, reasonable trade, especially if it's like a game 7 that we win that's not at home. Mm-hmm. So I would definitely take that. And then the second thing for a home run ball, even though we lost, give me Rajay's home run ball.
That's a good
one.
That is a good one.
Yep, give me that.
I wonder. Okay, thank you for the call, buddy.
It'd be even more, or it'd be better, right? If they won the game.
Don't you think that specific ball now much more affordable than it was 8 years ago? Meaning, like, if you were to buy that ball the day after Game 7 of the World Series, I would imagine you could have gotten a decent, I'm not saying like $1 million, you could have gotten $50,000 for it. You getting $50,000 for it now? Because it is a home run ball.
It is.
So it does have, like, national importance, but it's not the same thing as, like...
No, but if you're a Guardians fan, and let's say you were at that game, like, that was the loudest I've ever heard Progressive Field in person.
Yeah.
Maybe even any crowd at any sporting event of my life.
I still... Okay.
Were you there? Were you at Game 7?
So, no. I was thinking the Boston series when Beto hit the home run. That, because it's comparable. It is, God, I miss playoff baseball in Cleveland. It's just so much damn fun. 216-474-0092. So we are talking about the Jackson Holiday rule there. What's fair trade for someone's first home run ball, and what would you do if you caught a historically significant home run ball?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.